Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. We are kicking off hour number three of the live radio call-in talk program that you know, or if you're just tuning in, you will just now be learning, is titled Free Talk Live. That's right. We are Free Talk Live. We're here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern time. And you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. To do that, you need to dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Can I add something to that?
I don't know. Can you?
I'd like to say that you can change the subject to whatever you want. Even if we're talking about crypto, you can totally call in with your ghost stories, and I'd like to invite anybody to do that.
Wait, I thought you were all about asking people to ask you for relationship advice.
Oh, yeah, and you can also call in and ask me for relationship advice. I'm qualified because I have the best boyfriend on Earth.
I have a relationship advice question.
Okay.
Who gives you relationship advice?
God. Or the universe.
Okay.
All right. Well, there we have that. Something that you brought up, or at least was talked about on Wednesday, because you also do the She Talk Live version on Wednesdays with Aria and Angie and perhaps some other people in the future. But something came up during your show. And it's been asked a few times, and I do a poor job of promoting it, but somebody asked about official Free Talk Live merchandise. If you're watching right now, Bonnie's actually wearing a Free Talk Live hoodie. And we have merchandise. I do a horrible job, but I think I've mentioned it one other time in my almost 2 years of doing the show now.
But me and Aria and Angie didn't know where to send them, but now I asked you guys, and you guys know, so.
Yeah, there's a link somewhere on the freetalklive.com. I'm not sure where. I haven't gone there and looked yet, but there is a direct URL that you can go to. It is libertyminded.com. That's libertyminded.com, where you will find official Free Talk Live merchandise. There's t-shirts, there's hoodies, you can select your size, there's different colors. It's, you know, if you're a fan of this show and you want to advertise for us, well, feel free to pop over to libertyminded.com, get yourself a t-shirt or a hoodie.
There's bumper stickers, right?
There's a bunch of stuff over there.
I have to say, the sweatshirts are amazing. I really love the sweatshirts. I need to pick myself up another one just because of how great they are.
And that's a front zip hoodie, too, right?
Yeah.
It's not a pullover. I'm not a fan of the pullovers.
I know. I don't really like pullovers either. That's why I'm always wearing this.
Yeah. I don't know if they have pullover versions, but I would definitely get the zip-up kind myself if there is a pullover.
It might be a couple bucks more or something, but the front zip is definitely worthwhile.
Yeah.
It has my favorite Free Talk Live logo on the back.
Nice.
Cool.
All right, so, yes, you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're going to talk right now. This is from FEE.org, the Foundation for Economic Education. Once upon a time, there was a freedom nerd. His name was F.A. Hayek. Some of you folks might be familiar with him. 18 Hayek quotes that show the importance of liberty. F.A. Hayek contributed a huge body of work to the advancement of liberty. Here are a few choice selections. May 8th marked Friedrich, how are you going to pronounce that? F.A. Hayek's birthday, called the most prodigious classical liberal scholar of the 20th century. Milton Friedman explained his importance. Over the years, I have again and again asked fellow believers in a free society how they managed to escape the contagion of their collectivist intellectual environment. No name has been mentioned more often as the source of enlightenment than Hayek's. One cannot compactly summarize Hayek's contributions of 130 articles and 25 books.
So who do you think that is of the 21st century? I don't want to discredit anyone here, but I think I might have to say Tom Woods. Love Tom Woods.
I'm not a big fan of Tom Woods. Not that I don't really have any problem with Tom Woods. I just, you know, I don't know. I don't find him compelling.
That's crazy. He's, like, so compelling to me. I feel like he's, like, Liberty Sensei.
I think it's because, you know, he makes a lot of the same points that we make here on Free Talk Live regarding liberty and all that kind of thing. And so, like, it's kind of redundant to me. If I was still caught in the fog of statism and I discovered Tom Woods, I would feel differently.
Maybe that's true because he's kind of the person who mostly pulled me out of it. So I was, oh my God, I wake up every day, like, I have to see if Tom Woods has a new video. Like, yeah. I listen to all of Contra Krugman.
Yeah, I'm a little less you know, organized libertarian type thing, right? Whereas I consider myself more of an individualist, a voluntarist, if you will. I used to use the term anarchist, but I've sort of dropped that from, or I'm trying to drop that from referring to myself as one.
Anarchist is confusing because people don't understand what anarchist is, and right. They just think chaos and blowing up buildings and things, but that's not actually what somebody who describes themselves as an anarchist means.
Right, it's,
by that
you know, self-sufficiency, it's individual responsibility, it's really accepting personal responsibility for your entire life instead of outsourcing certain things to government because they force you to.
I really just think voluntarist is the best way to describe it because in a voluntarist society, there could even be, like, socialists. Like, they all live in a place. Like,
yep.
It's not,
yep.
You know...
As long as they don't force anything on anybody else, they are more than welcome to, you know, develop a society or a sub-society or even just their own... Enclave of socialists.
You've got, like, Democrats and Republicans, and they're always constantly fighting with each other. Libertarians or voluntarists are, like, the only group that's willing to accept both.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and include them.
Yeah,
and that's
them.
Why I'm always saying that it's so crazy that people hate Ian, because, like, he's not somebody who's, you know, on your side or the other side claiming that they have a right to tell you how to live your life. They're saying you can absolutely, he's saying, I mean, Ian, and Free Talk Live, but it just seems like a lot of people hate Ian, but anyways, he's just saying
that people do.
You should be allowed to do whatever you want, and he should have no say over that.
Well,
and for some reason, that angers people.
Yeah, I credit this show, Free Talk Live, because I was a listener well before I ever became a host, you know, and moved here and that kind of thing.
Oh, for sure.
I was definitely a listener, and, like, I credit this show for not only, you know, sort of being the thing that dragged me out of the fog of statism. But they introduced me to a whole bunch of other people, and I'm going to mention a name right now of a guy who's an author. He's been through it with the feds for supposed tax evasion and all that kind of stuff, totally ruining his financial life. But that's Larkin Rose. I really like, he has just this way to me of putting things into sort of layman's terms when it comes to, hey, you need to see the logical fallacy in the statement you just made. Here's a good example of why that's wrong. Or he also likes to do the substitute thing, right? So you take, well, if you substitute any other word for the subject matter when you're talking to me, you'll see how ridiculous your statement sounds. So the way he words things, he has a book called The Most Dangerous Superstition, and that book is great, in my opinion.
I never really knew who Larkin Rose was. Like, I've heard that name, and my brain just thinks conservative for some reason.
No, he's very much a voluntarist, and it shows in almost everything that he writes.
Sorry, I really brought us off the rail of that.
You sure
article.
Did. One cannot compactly summarize Hayek's contributions of 130 articles and 25 books. However, since one of his major contributions has been arguing persuasively for that condition of men in which coercion by some others is reduced as much as possible in society, his understanding of liberty now in retreat is particularly worth noting. And so here's some quotes. A society that does not recognize that each individual has values of his own, which he is entitled to follow, can have no respect for the dignity of the individual and cannot really know freedom.
Yeah, that is crazy because there's this lady who was saying something on Twitter. I wasn't getting in like a Twitter argument with her because she didn't reply to me, but she was like talking to someone else. She said, like, I'm tired of sacrificing and wearing a mask every day for these people who are ungrateful just because of they don't want their freedoms. And she put it in quotation. They don't want their freedoms taken away. And I replied to her and I was just like, even whether it was a plantation owner or a government, people have been fighting for freedom that you'll put in quotation marks, like, since the dawn of creation. It's a human right, and for you to say it like it's nothing, like I spit in your direction.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You are in the right place for the live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Any subject, doesn't matter. The phone number for that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We've got a call on hold. We'll get to that in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I want to tell you that on March 16th of 2021, terrorists calling themselves government conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. These people are referred to as the Crypto Six. They were all taken into custody. Four of them were released on some sort of bail conditions, but Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody both remain, well, hostages, let's be honest here. This says in custody, but they're hostages.
Oh, yeah. If you look at, like, what they're being demanded to agree to in order to be released, definitely hostages, the best word.
What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information and links there. There's even a video about the events that occurred on March 16th that you can watch.
That Chris heroically took.
That's true. Chris here in studio did a bunch of the footage, if not all of it, was from...
Yeah,
you.
I think it was, I think 90, at least 90% of it.
At least the footage of here at the studio. I think some from the Mighty Moves Mart were came from a couple other people.
100% of, I think, the video from this house, from this studio here, was my video. And there was some video that others did, too, at the other Mighty Moves Mart later on. But that was later in the day.
If you visit thecrypto6.com, you'll find that and a whole bunch more. There's also multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund because the charges these six people face are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal firepower and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will most likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom. Visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Candace calling from Michigan. Candace, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling regarding the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm outside. First of all, I'm a conservative. I'm not anti-vaccine. I've never trusted Anthony Fauci. And now these vaccines, I just don't understand why the government feels that it's necessary that I take the vaccine in order to work at my job or to walk outside without a mask. Because today my job has told me that I have to wear a mask where others that have been vaccinated can prove it, can take it off. And I am just frustrated beyond belief. But it is just unbelievable.
Can I ask you a couple questions, Candace?
Sure.
Have you had COVID and gotten over it?
I don't know, because my thinking is if I got COVID and I've gotten over it, I mean, I haven't had any of the classic symptoms,
mm-hmm.
but you can be asymptomatic and unless you get the antibody, antibody test.
So you haven't gotten sick to where you felt like, oh, this is kind of like the flu, but it's a little different, and you don't recall like losing your sense of smell and taste while you were ill. Okay.
No, right. I haven't had any of the classic symptoms. The most I've ever had was a sore throat, and I have been working through this pandemic that it started, and we just got this notice today, and I am just so mad.
Now I realize that
July.
Right, I realize that you don't want to like. Give away, you know, like the name of your employer, but like what kind of industry do you work in? Are you in like medical? Are you in food service? Are you in, you know, technology? What kind of industry are you in?
Retail.
Retail. Okay. All right.
Wow, that's crazy that they can just make second class citizen workers.
I mean, it sounds like it's time to quit, you know? I mean, there comes a point where...
Overall, it's been fabulous to us over this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what frustrates me is they've caved to the mask insanity.
Yeah.
And the same way with the vaccine. Why in the world? I take vaccine, but I'm not going to take a trial vaccine and put that in my body without knowing what the long-term effects are.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. No. In fact, I agree. I also am not going to take it. Now, I have had COVID, and I did get over it. And so that presents a quandary for myself as well, because now I have no reason, like medically speaking, to get a vaccine. I've already had it. My immune system has developed the antibodies to combat it. And,
right.
You know, nature will take its course. But
well, that will...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But that was not a comment. They didn't say if you've had the COVID,
right.
You don't have to wear the mask. It says you need to prove that you've had the vaccine.
Right.
Well, you probably sue over this one day, because I don't see how this is going to hold up in court.
I mean, this is also something where you have to make a decision. You could download the certificate from the internet, too. So
I don't know how people can do that.
I'm not a big fan of that approach. I would rather quit and find a new job.
Well, or you could do another thing, and you know, while resigning and finding employment that, you know, more suits your personal beliefs is an option. You may also take the path of continuing to work there, but filing a lawsuit, because you're supposed to have medical privacy from your employer.
Yep.
And,
well, that's what I said, too. I said, isn't this a HIPAA violation?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney, so please consult an attorney before you do that.
Chris,
yeah,
but you do have a right to medical privacy.
From an employer, not the police. The police.
So, I probably have looked at this a little way further than anybody else here back in the day. It's been a long time, but...
I did back in the day, too, because I was, like, arguing with people
So my understanding of HIPAA is it mostly just applies to the hospitals and contracted entities like maybe insurance companies and things of that nature, and or, you know, whoever they outsource to. It's not more than likely you're not going to have it apply to, like, a grocery store except for maybe the pharmacy or something like that. And as far as the employers, I don't know that it extends that far. There might be some protections, you know, in the law somewhere for something.
Maybe
whether
it
extends to this, though, I'm doubtful.
Maybe it's not HIPAA, but, I mean, there's disability acts. You can't not hire somebody because they have some kind of a disease. You can't not hire somebody because they have a condition of their healthy immune system is intact.
Yeah, if you have, you know, a presentable medical condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, like, oh, I don't know, you need to breathe to live, you know, that seems like a medical condition. I mean, again, it might be worth, I don't know how your financial situation is, but if you have an attorney that you could consult, it might be worth a consultation just to find out if there's anything there while you continue to work there. Because here's what the world, in my opinion, and again, I'm not an attorney, so these are all my opinions, the world doesn't have enough people standing up. Right now, you could potentially be an example at your employer of somebody who's continuing to do their job according to whatever employment contract is implied when you got hired, but also fighting back against this thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like putting in a complaint to your, you know, the main owners of your company or whatever. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Candace. Good luck, and call us
back.
Let us know how it goes. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Is your employer forcing you to get the vaccine? Let us know. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The gas shortage following last Friday's hack of the Colonial Pipeline is still a problem from Georgia to Maryland. AAA's Andrew Gross.
You're going to be looking at a lot of gas flowing into areas like Southern Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, and Tennessee. But motorists in these areas can expect a few more days of limited fuel supply.
He said the biggest problem now is people hoarding gas for no reason, just to be greedy. A Florida politician has agreed to a plea deal and says he will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. Gaetz denies the allegations and says he will not resign his seat in Congress. This is USA Radio News. The White House is defending the timing of the CDC's decision to relax mask guidelines for vaccinated people. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said they had no role in the decision.
They were determined by, decided by what they were going to be, what the specifics were, but also the timeline by the CDC. Not by us, not by the White House, not by the president, to be very clear.
On Thursday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the guidelines were changed due to increased vaccination rates and a sharp drop in COVID-19 cases. Several states are now dropping mask mandates, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which will end their mandate May 21st. The National Terrorism Advisory System is now warning of a very complex and volatile mix of domestic terrorism, groups that are inspired by foreign terrorists. It warns that the groups could exploit the easing of COVID restrictions by targeting public places. The Department of Homeland Security is now working to respond to the threat. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. The telephone number, if you'd like to get on the air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking, well, we had a caller, and she was talking about the vaccines and how apparently her employer has given notice that, you either take the vaccine or else.
Or else you have to wear a mask while everybody else doesn't have to, which is just so rude.
You know what's interesting about this is this is a bad time to be asking your employees to wear masks if they don't want to, and here's why. There's not enough people willing to work right now,
Yeah. So
there's plenty of jobs out there, and if you're not willing to let your employee go without a mask, they will find a job somewhere else, assuming that employees understand that the opportunity is, it's the ball is in their court.
Yeah, I was just realizing that. When she was talking to us, I was like thinking there are lots of jobs out there.
Yeah, there are currently really businesses shutting down because they cannot find enough. You know, they cannot keep their employees and they cannot find employees.
It might be different where she specifically is. I don't know exactly where in Michigan she is from, but one would think that it's affecting her area as well, and that there are more jobs now than there were. Also, this whole bit about people getting paid more than, from the government than to work a, like a minimum wage job or even like some jobs that pay a bit more than that. Doesn't that sort of put to bed the theory that of UBI, where they talk about UBI as universal basic income, by the way, if you haven't you know, looked it up. Go ahead and do that now. But they talk about, well, people will still work even though they're getting, you know, a handout, as it were. And they're like, obviously not.
That's true.
No, I think it's fair to say that it's pretty obvious that some people will work. The problem is that a good percentage of people won't work, and that will negatively impact everybody.
Right. So, I mean, it just seems to me like this is a good, like, area of study for anybody who's an enthusiast of UBI to take a look seriously at what the government has done. They put people in positions where they make more money doing nothing than they do getting a job, taking away their incentive to get a job and support themselves and have some sort of, you know, pride in themselves.
Well, and because of that, everything's more expensive. Like, look at computer and lumber prices. It's not just affecting, like, their own personal...
Well, that has to do with inflation, too.
Some of that, actually...
With the Fed printing all this money.
Whether or not you attribute to inflation or not, the government is taxing all electronics at 25% currently.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump got rid of it, and then, do you know exactly what Biden did? He reinstituted... Actually, it was only 10%, then he got rid of it. And then, you know what Biden did? He reinstituted it at 25%, so...
Wow.
It's about 13. It's roughly 13% of, like, if you take everything at Walmart, it basically increases the price overall about 13%.
What was the Biden thing we looked up earlier where he said...
It was a tweet that he put out. He said, the rule is simple. Get your vaccine or wear a mask until you don't. The choice is yours.
And so now what it seems to me is that... Candace, the caller from last segment, has heard this from the president and is now mimicking the president because she is in a position of power. And
wait, Candace? No, I don't think she was.
No. Her boss.
Oh, her boss, yeah.
Is mimicking the president in a position of power to say, okay, well, you either do this or else you wear the mask.
Yeah, that is what he said. I just looked it up. It's the rule is now simple. Get the vaccine or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. That's not really a choice. Somebody pointed out in a comment, forcing someone to dye their hair pink or blue is not actually a choice if they don't want to dye their hair.
Right. It's a false choice. It's just like forcing people to choose between a Democrat and a Republican for president every year. It's a false choice.
Voting purple.
Yes. At any rate, we've been talking about this article from the Foundation for Economic Education, or FEE.org, about F.A. Hayek. And he wrote 25 books and 130 articles, and he was a scholar when it came to freedom. And we've just been going through some of these quotes of his.
And economics.
And economics, thank you, yes. Coercion is evil precisely because it eliminates an individual as a thinking and valuing person and makes him a bare tool in the achievement of the ends of another. So,
a little bit of slavery is still slavery.
Right.
Yep.
I say this with taxation all the time. People are like, well, you only get taxed at, you know, whatever, 20% of your paycheck. It's like, no, it's way more than that.
And that's, you know, it's so true. Slavery comes in many forms. It's not just, you know, an ankle chain or a prison cell. It definitely comes in many forms. You're coerced, and that coercion is slavery.
Obligated.
Obligated, right.
Just obligated.
Doesn't matter how you phrase it. You can phrase it many different ways. It's still slavery.
If taking 100% of another human being's life effort is what they call overt slavery, then at what percentage is it no longer slavery?
Well, 90% of your paycheck is basically like is what they're actually taking when you put everything together. I don't know if it was actually 90. Do you guys know?
It's over 50% if you put it all together.
70. I think it's like 78% or something like that in the United States. But it may be more.
Just the fact that it's over 50 should anger anybody listening right now.
Yeah, they hide the different taxes because there's different ways they tax you. They'll tax your employer for your employment. So there's and then there's a tax that you see on your pay stub.
Yep.
And then there's other taxes that they hide, you know, they take from you in other ways. Like I'm trying to think like where else that property taxes is a good one. And if you're renting, don't think you're not paying it because your landlord is charging you for those property taxes, which are being relayed to the government.
And just think of all the hours you spend at work every week and think about the fact that 70% of those hours you're not working for yourself.
Yep. Have you ever registered a vehicle? That's a tax.
Yep, several taxes,
actually.
They
might call it a fee, but it's a tax.
If you bought the vehicle, there's a tax there, and then you have to, every year, you have to go into a government office and pay them more money, or men with arms, and that is to say weapons, firearms, in fancy costumes, will accost you as you drive down the roads, and if you disobey them, they purport the authority to end your life.
Yep.
And every time you have to go into a government building to file any type of paperwork, you're going to get like a $2 or $3 or $10 filing fee. Imagine how many times a year you have to do that, and that adds up.
Yep. Sales tax, that's another tax. What about the tariffs? Tariffs added, you know, that's another percentage.
Tax on your cell phone, tax on your home phone, tax on your internet.
Inheritance tax, death tax.
There's special, you know, specialty taxes. So, like, you know, we say in New Hampshire there's no sales tax, but have you ever purchased a prepaid cell phone or minutes for your phone? That's taxed in New Hampshire, even though we don't have a sales tax, we still have a food tax, a prepared food tax, and a hotel tax.
Yep.
We think we're better off here in New Hampshire, but you know, it's than most of these other states, but we're still being taxed to death.
Yeah. The next one, the argument for liberty is an argument against the use of coercion to prevent others from doing better.
Wow, love that.
Yeah, the argument for liberty is an argument against the use of coercion to prevent others from doing better. And that's what coercion does. We're talking about taxation, but this is all enforced by coercion. The key word there, enforced, forced.
Taking away your choice to go with a different company that could build roads or whatever else better.
Right.
That's coercion.
And so that prevents others from doing better.
If they're not stealing, if taxation is not theft in any other way, it's theft in the way that it steals your choice.
I mean, technically, it's more extortion than it is theft, if you want to get into the nuts and bolts of it. But it certainly isn't right. It certainly goes against the values of liberty, freedom, and individualism.
I mean, it's certainly theft if you ignore them, because they will come and take it from you.
They sure will. 603-283-6160. How many ways is the government taking value from you without your consent? More Free Talk Live coming up.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. I'd give you the phone number, but, well, we've got a couple calls holding, and it is the final segment, so you're likely not getting on the air tonight. In the future, though, we're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. You can call 603-283-6160 and get your voice heard on the radio. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I want to take just a second to say thank you to tonight's amplifier. Tonight's amplifier is Corey. Now, what is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, you can go over to amp.freetalklive.com and find out all about the amplifier program. Essentially, Corey is a silver-level amplifier. That means he gives $5 a month in order to help get this radio show that you're listening to right now onto more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 200 radio stations. We could be on more. We could be on 250. We could be on 300. These are not numbers that are not out of the question. It's all up to you. There's some little perks that you get for contributing, such as the AMP-only Facebook page, and there's a couple other things that you can find out, again, at amp.freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show, if you enjoy the characters that are the hosts here, if you've learned anything from this show, please consider becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, thank you to Corey for your contribution. We appreciate you, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Andy calling from Tennessee. Andy, you say that you're an emergency medical dispatcher. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, talking about HIPAA, it is under the HIPAA law unlawful to disclose or transmit either by voice, telephone, or electronically any personal health information. So, for example, let's say I've got a call for an ambulance and the person is hepatitis infected. I cannot transmit over the radio to the first responders that he is a hepatitis patient.
Right.
But I can say to use universal precaution. The same with AIDS or any other communicable diseases, COVID, whatever.
Okay.
So it's up to the first responders to take the necessary precautions. And as such, you have to voluntarily disclose any medical information to anybody. When you go in the doctor's office, you have to sign forms saying, I will disclose, I will not disclose, share this information with my doctor, whatever, whatever.
Sure.
So your employer cannot force you to disclose any medical information.
Right, and that seems to be true because it's consistent with what I've read in some of these governor's orders when it came to, like, the lockdowns and the masking in particular, where there was always written in this little bit of an exception about, like, if you have a medical condition, then, you know, you don't have to obey this thing, and nobody can ask you what your condition is. You just
That's
have to
correct.
Claim it. Okay.
Now, on the vaccine front, I was in the military for 20 years, and they forced you to get a flu vaccine.
Right.
But the only way that they could force you to get the flu vaccine, it was approved by the FDA, not an emergency use authorization, which is why they cannot force members of the U.S. military to take the COVID vaccine. Because it has not been approved by the FDA.
Right.
It's still that
it's
way.
It's only got the emergency use authorization.
Right.
See, they're not actually forcing anybody to get the vaccine. That's the other problem here. So they're saying either you wear the mask, which they could force, and or you can get the vaccine.
They absolutely can force that. You know, wear the mask.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the mask mandates.
Force,
so.
But they can't force you to prove that you've taken the vaccine.
Right. All right. Your phone's getting a little choppy there, Andy. Feel free to call again because I have a feeling that you can speak more about these topics. We appreciate the call tonight. Thank you, Andy. Let's go right away to Joe, who's calling from Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'd like to say the Road to Serfdom by Hayek is, should probably be, of course, not required reading, but highly recommended reading for any libertarian out there.
Indeed.
I tried so hard to read it, and it was very, very smart for me at the time. Maybe I could try again, but it would still be really, really smart for me.
But what I'd like to say is, you know, like Biden and his little tweet or whatever from the other day about the mask and stuff. I mean, the worst kind of tyranny is the tyranny that comes with a smile on its face, the you know, the do-gooderism, you know, the kind of, or it's for your own good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or it's for the common good.
Yep. It comes with a sense of guilt, too. Like, if you don't do this, you're not doing your part.
Geriatric Jesus.
Yeah, you're not a good person if you don't do this or that. And, you know, when you got somebody like Stalin or somebody, you know, some jack-booted thug with a gun, you kind of know where you stand, you know. And but these people get into your life, into your conscience, and, you know, they try to, like you said, guilt you into doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going. What's going on right now?
That's why I've been trying to distance myself from, like, Hollywood stars. Like, by distance myself, I mean, like, not consume all their content all the time. Because I realize they're just an arm of the government, and they're doing exactly what you're saying, Joe. Like, they're just feeding it to you with a smile on their face. And, oh, this is cool, and this is good, and, you know.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, like the music industry, like rock and punk and all this stuff, they're supposed to be rebels. They're the biggest sheep out there, man.
Oh, I can't really agree. I can totally agree with you because having been a rock musician semi-professionally for 22 years out in the West Coast in the Seattle area, I am thoroughly disappointed in my fellow musicians and their rock bands, their punk bands, their metal bands, what, you know, you name it. Rock and roll was supposed to be anti. It was anti-establishment. It was anti-authoritarian, right? And now all these rock artists are like, well, gosh, we can't wait until we can tour again. Until then, watch our video live and pay $20 to see us in our jam room. No, that's not how I want to see your band. I want to see your band at a concert with thousands of people, or at least hundreds of people, playing live, jumping around on the stage. I want to
sweating all over me.
Yeah, sweating all over themselves at least, you know, and having a good time with a bunch of other people who are probably drinking some beers and imbibing
vapes and joints.
Yeah, imbibing in other substances. I mean, that's the way rock and roll is supposed to be. I thought that there would be a whole slew of artists writing like rock songs that were anti-lockdown and anti-mask and anti-vaccine and, you know, anti-establishment at this point, but I don't see it.
It makes me really sad and disappointed in the same exact way about Lady Gaga, because the reason I became, like, a huge fan of her when I was a kid was because she was, like, a weirdo. She wore all these crazy outfits, and people were like, I just don't understand her. She's just such an individual. Nope, she literally is just a shill for the government. She's probably an FBI agent. If I met her, I would not tell her anything.
Yeah, this is a...
Hey, man.
Go ahead.
Thomas Sowell is probably more punk or more of a rebel than half of these phonies. And I came up in the hardcore punk scene of the late 80s and
nice.
90s. And it's kind of annoying. You know, it's... And there are actors. I don't even want to know their politics anymore because it's... You know, they can speak their mind, but it's like, dude, just shut up. You know, you sound so stupid. I like your movies, but, you know.
I think the worst part is that it's obviously not their organic thoughts. Why do they all have the same organic thoughts?
Hey, Joe, I just want to, I'm not getting paid to say this. Some friends of mine, I used to do a podcast before I did this show, and some friends of mine let me use their song. They're a punk rock band, classic punk rock, not, you know, the new punk rock. Classic punk rock, they're called 390. They have a song called I Hate the Government. I highly recommend you listen to that song because that used to be the theme song to the Kick-Ass podcast. So thank you for the call tonight, Joe. Appreciate it. Yeah, I couldn't really agree with him anymore on the music scene. Like, what happened to all the rebels? Where did they go?
They sold out.
They have no balls.
They sold out. I'm always amazed, and I've never been a fan of music, and I think that's actually kind of why I've never been a fan of music, is because all of the musicians, they're just basically sellouts.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to it, it's, you know, I shouldn't say all, but, like, all the big ones, right? Like, they're just all sellouts. I mean, it's funny because there's, like, one musician that I liked back in the 90s, and you know what it was? It was he created a bunch of songs, and one of them was called the Juarez song. And he did not believe in copyright. And copyright is government. It's the use of violence
to achieve
their social political objectives. So.
It sure is. And then the only musician I'm aware of was Van Morrison, who actually wrote anti-lockdown songs. And he's not really what I'd call a heavy metal rock or punk musician. So I don't know if that qualifies. We're out of time. This has been Free Talk Live. Thanks. Peace. Visit us at freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.